Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich. I'm going ahead and get my co-host, Miss Amy Frost. Come on right on. Hi, Amy. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Excited to be here. It's going to be a great show.
We have a couple very special guests with us. We have a couple guest chefs in the house, Joyce and Darwin Dozen. They are the creators of TRY, which is the Trauma Recovery Yoga. And Amy, why don't you go ahead and kind of introduce them and how you got to know these wonderful people and what they're up to nowadays.
Well, I met Joyce several years ago when I was with a nonprofit sector foundation. And I was really impressed with her then, and it's been fun to re-catch up with her and see what she's doing now, so I would really love to have her talk more about that. The bottom line is that she walks her talk, and that's what I love about her, and she's a learner, and she's always looking for more ways of how can she help herself and how can she help others. And a recent addition, at least for me, is with Darwin and the work that they are doing together. It's so much fun watching them together, the yin and the yang, and so I'm sure that'll be a lot of that on the show today. I was teasing them. They remind me of Donna Eden and David Feinstein. And if you don't know who those two are, you definitely want to go Google that. Maybe Andy will put on some clips of that. But she's very much from the heart, and she's the mother of energy is medicine, and she's out there doing it. And David is like, and here's the facts, and this is why you should do this. And Donna will go, well, I don't care about the facts. Let's just do it. So they're kind of like that.
That sounds like us to a T.
I know. There you go. There, yeah, you guys really are. You're the yoga version of this, the whole energy medicine. You guys are definitely yoga medicine and really working with that. So we're talking about TRY tonight, the Trauma Recovery Yoga. So we were talking a little bit right before we went live, and it's like, Joyce, can you really talk about, you know, for somebody who's just like, what's this yoga thing? I don't know anything about it. You know, what is yoga and what isn't yoga? I think that's a really great place to, you know, to start.
And do you have to have a turban to come in and do it?
Yeah,
exactly.
Do you need a turban?
Yeah.
I left mine at my at the office today. Okay. Oh no. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, that's so great that you actually said I have to have a turban. And I always say, oh, you know, everyone thinks that because we do yoga, we're drowning in a sea of mala beads or something. But yoga is accessible to anyone. Yoga's the main intention of yoga when it was originally created thousands of years ago was the science of quieting the mind. And so, you know, today's society and through television and media, we get a lot of input that says it's about wearing this outfit to that place or, you know, having these tattoos and burning that incense and, you know, and about gear and all these beliefs, but truly you can sit in a chair and do some neck rolls with your breath, and your movement with your breath will help you connect your mind, body, and spirit back together and find you centered and present, and that's the mission of yoga, and that's why it works for trauma so well.
So how did you really figure out that the yoga would be something that would help with trauma? I know if you go to TRY, if you go up TRY video with YouTube, there's a wonderful like 7-minute video about TRY and how a lot of that got together. And one of the things that Joyce had done before she got into TRY was actually she was a yoga gangster. And I think that's kind of how that got transitioned into this. I'd love for you to kind of touch on that for just a second and how that really would help people to kind of see how yoga can really be something that just really opens, it's like the breath. It opens us just to all these different experiences and allows ourselves. We were talking before the show, too, about how being able to be safe in your body and being safe to be in the awareness of where you are in the moment.
Right. Well, yeah, I was working with a nonprofit called Yoga Gangster and bringing yoga to people who had suffered trauma or crisis, like in transitional housing facilities and in prisons, jails, and halfway houses, things like that. So these are people that have had a lot of trauma and have been, you know, disassociated. Many of them were abused, maybe raped or, you know, violated in some other way. And so they lost touch with their body and their self and ended up, you know, in these places. So I came to bring them peace in the form of yoga, yes, because of connecting with their breath and their body, just moving gently. You know, not, it doesn't have to be standing on one hand or your head or, you know, flipped over backwards or your foot behind your ear. It can simply be moving and in safe postures on a mat, connecting with the ground. And I found my work with Yoga Gangsters was really important to help people find a safe place inside of them. That safety didn't maybe exist in their neighborhoods or their homes even, but it existed inside of them, and they could always find that through their breath and a little quiet time with themselves. So that work helped me to heal from some, you know, my own trauma, and that's where I found my peace after my trauma and was on the mat. And so I really started studying, and now with the help of Darwin, to really study which postures help the most and which breath is the most soothing. And then we blend in some mantras and some special meditation techniques so that we can pull it all together on the mat, and then give people tools. Even the smallest tool, like placing your hands palms down on your knees when you're feeling shaky or triggered by trauma, can help to bring you back to the present moment. Just noticing whether you're inhaling or exhaling, because, as I say, breath is presence. So those are the tools I gained through Yoga Gangster, through speaking and researching with Darwin, and the sequence that we put together since then. People walk off the mat now out of the class and say things to me like, oh, I feel high. Like, I feel so good. Am I supposed to feel this good? And they just did a little yoga.
Mm-hmm. So how did this get started? Who is Tri, and, you know, what is the mission?
So Tri is, as you said earlier in, when you started the show, we're trauma recovery yoga, and really it got started through the work Joyce was already doing. She was started out. She had done another yoga group called Seriously Out of Shape years ago, and then over the years, in these last couple years, she's been requested to do instruction at diverse locations. And one of those that really highlighted for me was the Nevada Community and Rentrip Program, which helps individuals that have suffered traumatic brain injury. So she was doing that, and then we got to a point where we were working to do a fundraiser and looking for an organization that could benefit from a fundraiser. And I looked her in the eyes and said, well, why don't you have a fundraiser, because you're doing this type of work? And she said, well, I don't have anything to fundraise for. I said, well, let's create it. So that's where we said, let's create Trauma Recovery Yoga, to really put a name to what we were doing. And so we could better explain to the community that what we're doing actually has an effect above and beyond providing yoga to somebody. It goes much deeper, much, much deeper than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, just like being on the mat, it's much, much deeper than you think it's going to be when you allow yourself to be there. So, you know, what's the inspiration that really kind of got you know, you two together and got this thing whole started for everything, Joyce?
Well, the inspiration was the, the kickstart, when I really knew through my own healing after the death of my 22-year-old son, who was run over by a train on his 22nd birthday and lost his legs, but I was at his bedside for 9 days after his accident, and so I suffered, you know, and was diagnosed with PTSD. But when I came home, and I was trying to find my new normal, was difficult for sure. And I remember just, you know, them, the VA and everyone else trying to hand me prescriptions, right? And I just said, and I didn't say no at first because I would have done anything to not feel this, but then it didn't take me long to realize I can't do that forever. And I was already a yogi. I already understood meditation. I already had those tools, so I just started using them and leaning into them and away from the drugs. And so the better that I felt, the more inspired I was to say, oh, my gosh, so I have to bring this to other people. You know, I mean, if they're not doing yoga when they're suffering grief or trauma or fear or terror, they're still suffering. So that became my, you know, my heart. And plus my son who passed, his favorite thing I did was that I taught yoga for Yoga Gangster. And he was a really enlightened young man. So when he said to me, Mom, this is the best thing you do, like out of all the things you do to help people, this is my favorite. So then that was even further inspiration, right? And so I just started putting it more and more together. The more I found out what helped me, the more I wanted to help other people. And when I was in my own counseling at the VA, I was going for talk therapy for bereavement. I asked my counselor, can I teach here and for free? And she was like, yeah. So I didn't only teach the other vets and family members that were getting treatment there, but I taught the counselors because they were suffering, you know, secondary trauma from all of the trauma they were taking on, listening to other people, you know, in their therapy. So that just kind of, when I saw the difference that they felt, I was like, okay, then I'm on to something here. I'm really excited. There's more and more. And, you know, then Darwin and I started working to, okay, where can we bring it? Well, gosh, we didn't have to knock on one door. All we had to do was name it, and our phones started ringing, and our email started blowing up, and people were like, how do I get it? Where do I go? I need it. And there's not enough of me now to go around. And that's, you know, where we are now at our growth. We have to now bring this to other yoga teachers and ask them to please take the training that we've put together, because I need a tribe, I need a team to bring this help, because there's too much trauma to go around, honestly.
Go ahead, Darwin.
I was just going to add that what was wonderful about what Joyce had learned painfully and what she knew intuitively about trauma and those things that helped her was that those grew out of her organically. But then when we started looking at research, evidence-based research, and found out many of the things that she was connecting that helped her were things that helped hundreds of people throughout the country to reconnect with their body. You know, we talk about that mind-body-spirit connection, and one of the things that we don't know is how disassociated and how disconnected we can become with our body substantially with trauma. And even on day-to-day life, you know, we started out talking about the disconnection of body, and we have less and less of a connection with the ground these days and with the fragrance of the outside these days and with so many other things that body connection, all those sensories that go on through nature and through the world, we're more and more disconnected through that. So there's actually never been a bigger need for yoga to help people in the world than there is today, just because of technology itself.
Yeah, I love that. I want to get Amy in here. She's been very quiet. Go ahead, Amy.
Well, and, you know, this is such an important point, especially just looking at technology and people being more and more separate from themselves and each other. And by coming together in circles or in groups or both, people are able to have that connection which they're starving for. They are starving for. And I believe everybody has trauma, and we have an opportunity for it every single day. And having tools, basic, simple tools that you can be using makes all the difference. And I like to tell you, people, you don't wait to brush your teeth until the day before you go to the dentist. You probably should be doing that every day. Probably some flossing, too. So this is the same thing.
Good way to put it.
You have this tool, right, and you want to be using it every day in simple ways, and that's one of the things I love about the work that you do. You make it simple for people to use it. And so maybe kind of leading into, so what are some of the ways that you do help provide that to people, the products and services that, that you have at Try?
Okay, yeah. So we do more, well, like I said, we do the teacher training that, and we do that quarterly. We have one coming up in March and then another in September. And that training is actually open to the public. It's not just for yoga teachers, but it is a 20-hour CEU credit for a yoga teacher, certified yoga teachers. But I also have a lot of people that join us who are counselors and advocates, marriage counselors and different things like that. They do that so they can help their clients. I have people join us who have suffered trauma and are just looking to help themselves. You don't have to be able to do yoga to take these trainings. There's enough information here about self-regulation and how to ground yourself and help yourself through triggers, or help your students in a yoga class that may be triggered, or help your clients. Everyone is welcome, and there's value in this class as self-development or self-growth, or to help in many, many professions. I offer 15% discount to vets and first responders and healthcare professionals and prison or CCDC, CCSD employees. So it's open to everyone. It's a beautiful and very affordable 3-day little intensive workshop. And then we also have little workshops, like 1 or 2 hours, that we can bring to different places. Like we brought into a drug rehab. We did a compassion fatigue there for their advocates. We did something for our women's crisis center, where we come in and just teach methods to help themselves recover from the vicarious trauma and from giving care all the time, and their how to refill their cups a bit. We also help we also have short workshops for people, counselors and advocates, so that they can implement some of our techniques and methods during their talk therapy sessions, like, you know, some breathing and centering in the beginning, some meditation, mantra at the end, you know, kind of sandwiching it in there to bring that peace so that people don't walk out of therapy. So many times I've walked out of therapy just feeling raw because there was no end. There was no, okay, come back to your body now for a minute, you know. And so we do those things. We teach all over town as well. Darwin will tell you about that. He has that. He knows better where we're teaching all over town and our current and future clients. But, yeah, those are most of our products. Am I right, Ben?
Yeah, they are. She did a great job of explaining all of those. And what I remind people of whenever we talk about our workshops and what we provide out there is that each of the individual parts of what's provided in a workshop are pretty valuable on their own. When you look at breath work, you look at meditation work, you look at the education of what trauma is and how it's held in the body, you look at movement and you look at postures of yoga, and those are all those are the primary pieces of the workshop that we provide. And each one of those, if somebody got those information, that information is great on their own. But when you combine them all together, you know, I said it to Joyce the other day, it sounded good, at least in my mind, is I said it's like individual instruments sound great together, but when we bring them all together, it's like a symphony, and that's what the workshops are like. They bring everything together so people get a lot more out of it than just individual bits of information, but that bring with all of them included, it makes a vast difference on anybody's personal development and or if they get the blessing of being able to bring that to people that have suffered trauma, they not only get to feel it in themselves, but they get to see it in others.
And that's a great analogy.
And a couple of things for people to think, but I love the idea of getting it to the general population. A good friend of Robin and ours, Carmen, she's no longer with us, but she was a consummate kindergarten teacher. It was her passion. And she worked with all the tough kids. They always gave her all the tough kids because she would do yoga with them. Very informal, very, you know, we're doing breathing, we're touching our toes. And all the kids that nobody else would work with, they would give them to Carmen, and she could work with them. And they loved it. And so, and even, you know, a lot of my work has been in career development. And I use a lot of these type of techniques working with coaching clients. And so there isn't any place where this isn't needed and it can't help make things better, whether it be teachers helping students with test anxiety. And we've done a lot of work with employee assistance programs, and I've been in classrooms where teachers literally were in the fetal position because of, the burnout. And there we have a crisis in our community, in our world today. And I love what you're doing because that if we get it out to the masses, not only with the guise of, yes, certainly we'll help other people, but if we can get them to use it and use it with others, they benefit, everybody benefits.
So I teach at a school here, Western High School, that has the highest population of homeless youth in the Valley. It has a really low graduation rate, so it's just it's a very high risk school, and it has been great watching the kids I teach and the class grow, and more coaches now are sending their teams to me at least once a week to get yoga instead of their regular training, because the word got out that the soccer team started coming to my yoga class, and the soccer team hadn't done much at all for a long time at Western High School, and after they started taking yoga, they won their first championship game in I don't know, it was 5 or 10 years. So that word got out, and so that isn't because of the physical aspect of yoga. It's because I made them find peace and be able to focus and visualize, and through the mantra and the meditation that we use in the Tri method. So, it is just so one size fits all. Truly, I mean, it can be used. It's for every body type, every injury. If you can't move, you visualize that you're moving. And, if you can breathe and hear me, you're going to be able to do the yoga. So,
well, I'm going to put you on the spot here just a little bit. Is there anything that you could share with it? We want to give our audience an experience of your work. Is there anything you can do in just a couple of minutes that they could experience?
Yes. So if our mind, our body follows our mind, and if we find ourselves many times, if you're human, this has happened to you, where our mind takes us on this journey of the what ifs and the how come and the why nots and the why me, and our body follows it with a short breath. Suddenly our breath is short and our heart palpitates. Maybe our hands begin to sweat. We're nervous. Our throat are choking, our belly is in a knot or something like that. We're feeling that in our body because these kinds of things, the body follows the mind. So if in those moments, one thing you can do right then is just to ask yourself if you're inhaling or exhaling. You'll become more present, and then just notice 3 or 4 breaths as you inhaling and exhaling. Notice your breath as if it were 2 sides of a circle. When you inhale, it's 1 half of the circle, and you exhale, it's the other half of the circle, like a rise of the belly and a push of the belly. And those things will bring you back present. But even right now, no matter if, as long as someone's not driving, place their hands palms down on their hands or on their knees, their legs, the table, their bed, wherever they're sitting, and with a relaxed palm, fingers slightly apart, and then just let their chin drop towards the chest and give a soft gaze to the eyes. Maybe close the eyes or just let your eyes look down towards the mouth and nose. And just notice how you begin very, very quickly to feel just a little more safe, because these are cues to the body that everything is okay. Your palms are down. If you're resting, there's no reason to fist. There's no reason to fight. There's no reason to prepare. The chin is down. The soft gaze is a gaze of forgiveness and gratitude, and just allowing the back of the neck and the cervical vertebra to separate as your chin falls towards your chest with gravity. And then just to notice the passage of your breath in and out through the nose as it comes in through the nose, behind the eyes, cleansing and cooling the eyes, across the forehead becomes smooth, the breath tingles across the scalp, down the back of the neck, and then begins to dance in those little spaces behind in those cervical vertebrae. And then exhaling through that nose as it makes that same trip up back the neck, across the top of the head, and out the nose. And just doing that for a few breaths with a soft face, unclenching the jaw, letting the tongue float in the mouth, the lips slightly separated, and that is peace. You'll notice your breath just following that passage, and the magic is not on the inhale or the exhale. It is in the space in between. The magic isn't in the thought or the lack of thought. It is the space in between the thoughts. There's
beautiful.
There's your
perfect.
Piece.
I feel better. I'm gonna take a nap now. No.
There you go.
Got all relaxed. That was good. So, you know what, I just feel so inspired with the work that you guys do, and I know you're in Las Vegas, Nevada with this work, but boy, I would just love to see this go to a global level, and have you guys thought about doing some things over the internet and things like that, making this available for people that can call in from all over the place and have it where you guys start doing stuff that's a little more with the internet?
Oh, yeah, you actually hit the nail, and there's numerous nails on the head you just hit right there. Our plans are to make this both accessible electronically and obviously in person. And then we can only do so much from Las Vegas and from the internet.
Uh-huh.
So traveling nationally, internationally is a focus of ours for now until the foreseeable future to provide this instruction. What the travel we would love to see is, you know, many folds, but two highlights would be for being able to train yoga instructors to be trauma sensitive, to provide trauma recovery yoga to their students, and then to the practitioners out there in other cities. So those are two big goals, you know, or at least some of them, but we are planning on, again, electronic workbooks, electronic manuals, videos, so people can go back to, so a lot of growth. And then, you know, so those are our growth plans.
Well, so
Darwin,
anybody out there, yeah, anybody who's out there that just feels inspired and wants to host these guys, bring them to your city, and then have it where you guys can go ahead and do, you know, maybe a 1 or 2 day workshop with this, and then have it where it can also be, have it globally available. You know, the invitation's there, right?
Yes,
right.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Like, speak on it, work on it, train on it, and we, you know, we can gather yoga teachers in other cities to train them so that they can move into the facilities there. We can train trainers. And the other thing we do is we train people to do what we do, to train people so that they can train yoga teachers in their city without us, you know, quarterly, and keep it rolling, because the more trainers we have, the more love we can share. So anybody can reach us just by traumarecoveryyoga.org. That's our website, traumarecoveryyoga.org.
And Andy's going to do a really great job of making sure the videos and stuff are available, and also the contact information. And just remind everybody, go to transformation-cafe.com, and that's another place you can go ahead and leave any inquiries and things like that. And we'll make sure that Joyce and Darwin are able to get that too. So go ahead, Amy. We've got about a minute left.
Okay, so Darwin, coming from the critical male brain, why should people do try?
Well, I spoke a little bit about it earlier, but I guess to give you the critical male brain in my logic mind, it was, we've all heard of mind, body, spirit. And we, in this day and age, have we all learned in school, what's the shortest distance between two lines? It's a straight line, or 2 points, excuse me, is a straight line. But yet it seems in today's day and age, we're addressing these trauma, physical the physical effects of trauma, we're addressing those through the mind, which is the furthest distance from the body. And this trauma recovery yoga method provides an immediate path to the body and reconnects the mind and body, which allows the spirit to reconnect. I look at it as a balance of all those, and when you can get all those in homeostasis, that's where a person finds that comfort and that knowing of their self. And this is from a guy that's been science and logic-minded his whole entire life.
And I'm assuming that this has worked for you personally.
Oh, absolutely. It has worked for me. I wasn't – when I took yoga for years through other yoga instructors, I had never heard discussions about how I might possibly be disconnected from my body and to pay attention to my breath. It was more focused on being in the right posture, somebody adjusting me, listening to music or candles. And that really wasn't what yoga was supposed to be bringing to me. Yoga was supposed to be helping me reconnect with myself. And it does.
Well, just I want to thank you guys for just coming on and letting people know about this wonderful work. And, again, just an open invitation to anybody. If you feel drawn to want to be learning about this, you know, please go ahead and be contacting Joyce and Darwin at yogatraumarecovery.com. And that's a wonderful place to go. And I want to thank Amy, as always, for being my wonderful co-host.
.org.
Trauma Recovery
Yoga.
.org.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, trauma-recovery. Okay, .org.
No dashes. No dashes. Okay,
no dashes.
TraumaRecoveryYoga.org.
You can also check them out on Facebook, too. There's also Facebook connections, and we'll have all of that on our website at transformation-cafe.com. Thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for having us.
Here at the cafe. Namaste.
Namaste.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.